ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashuva Laim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha be'ez Hashem to finish Shas together.
The Gemara starts off v'omarova shmamino kesher elyin de reise. Diesel gedaitich der abona ma yitzrich l'mishri sa'adam et zitzis pshita toikiv tkifa achas e nechibur. Shmamino de reise. Mor brings a raya that the kesher elyin in tzitzis is the reise, that you can't be yoyt at tzitzis if you're not kosher, if you don't tie this kesher elyin, because you find the Torah to be mate klayim in tzitzis. If there wouldn't be a kesher there, then there would be no chibur between the tzitzis and the beged. Torah is matu and the beged is pishtun and the tzitzis are tzemer, are tcheles. That is a shail of klayim. Torah is matu klayim. It must be that there's a chibur between the beged and the tzitzis. Otherwise, why would you need a hetter for klayim? If there's no kesher and there's no chibur. In other words, if you just put the chutim through the neck and let them hang down, there's no chibur between the chutim and the beged, even if you twist them into kriches. But there's no kesher, there's nothing that's a kesher shal kayom, but that's a din chibur for klayim that should make a shayla of shatness here on the beged. Machloek is Rishonim, what's this kesher that the Gemara is talking about? Where is this kesher? The meaning that we have, the way our tzitzis are made, there are five ksharim. The first kesher is before the chulyos, before we wind around the braids of the tzitzis. And the last kesher is after all the chulyos, before the part of the tzitzis that hangs down, the onuf. And then there's other ksharim in between, Taiz is going to bring later to be meramas, the different things. So it's machlekes rishonim here, Taiz brings two pshatim from Rashi. Rashi by us learns that kesher elyon means the last kesher at the end, before the onuf, before where the tzitzis hang down. That's what we're calling kesher elyon. Rashi says it's called elyon. That's called elyon. I'm saying that kesher has to be derais. You have to have that kesher in order to be kosher tzitzis. And it's called elyon because at the end of the kriches is called elyon. Rashi speaks out that the raya from klayim is only a raya that you have to have a kesher. Just that there has to be a kesher someplace, that the chutim should be attached to the beged. Without a kesher, it's not a chibur that would make a shayla of klayim. But there's no raya from klayim that the kesher has to be dafke elyon at the end. Rashi says it's just that once we're making a kesher, we make it at the end to hold the gedil in place. Since we have to have a kiyum of gedil, we have to have a part of the tzitzis that's braided and a part of the tzitzis that hangs loose. So in order to keep the gedil in place, so we make that kesher at the end. But mitzad the raya from klayim is just that you need a kesher. You need a kesher in general in order for it to be a chibur to the beged. It's mashma from Rashi that itself, that tzairich of keeping the gedil together, would not be mechayiv that we should have a kesher mederaisa. We find some other way to keep it together. We shouldn't bring etzes, tuck it in, or twist it. You wouldn't have to have a kesher shokayama in order to hold the gedil. We see from klayim that there has to be a chibur gomer to the beged, which is mechayiv a kesher shokayama. So once we have to make a kesher, we make it at the end to be mechayiv the gedil in a strong oifen. Taisis at the end would sound like that itself is a sibah. Tais says maybe the raya is not 100% from klayim. Could be his mandamim, the gemara, and yivomis that there's no pasuk that klayim is doichet by tzitzis. Tais sounds like that itself will be a sibah just to have a gedil toiv, to have a strong gedil. That itself is mechayiv a kesher for the hechshet tzitzis like this pshat. Tais brings a second pshat from Rashi, the kesher elyon. The gemara means kesher elyon deraisa. The gemara is not discussing the kesher at the end of the gedil. The word elyon means the kesher which is near the beged. Before the kriches, there's a kesher near the beged. And the Gemara is bringing a raya from Klayim that you need to have a kesher dafka near the beged. In other words, it's not enough with the kesher that we have at the end before the anuf. You have to dafka have a kesher near the beged. And Tosfos says the raya is because the kesher at the end, since it's not close to the beged, would not be considered enough of a chibur to be called klayim. In order for the chutim to be klayim with the beged, it has to be that they're attached close to the beged. If they're hanging loose after where they enter the beged, and it's only further down where they have a kesher, there wouldn't be enough of a chibur to be called shatnes with the beged. According to this pshat of Tosfos, the Gemara's Rav is being meisif here, that even if one made a kesher at the end of all the krichos, like we usually do, like the Gemara's mashma before, but that's not a maspik, that's not enough to be machshir the tzitzis. The tzitzis has to have a chibur samach to the konof, samach to the beged, like we see from Klayim. Shaila is, according to this pshat of Tosfos, do you have to make a kesher also at the end of the krichos, or is it enough just with the kesher, which is samach to the beged, to be machshir? This is a machloikis achrayim. The levush in Siman Yud Alef, and the Bir Halacha there in Siman Yud Alef, the Vrei Maschel v'Notku, and the Prima Gadim there, they all seem to neman that according to this pshat and Tosfos, the only kesher you need is the kesher at samach to the beged. The kesher at the end of the krichos, you don't need to be machshir at tzitzis. It's just a way of holding the gedil together in a strong oifen. But if you want to just twist it together without making a kesher shal kayama, the tzitzis would also be kosh. By us, Memzon, that according to this tzad of Tosfos, you're a tukshar mederaisa. It's one kesher mitzad, the kiyum of the gedil, which is at the end of the krichos, before the anav, and there's another kesher mitzad, the chibur to the beged, which we see from the heter of klayim. We see that the chibur to the beged has to be with a kesher which is samach to the beged. This is b'chalik is achrayim. We'll see soon. There's a lot of nafkaminus l'dinam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin is mavur like the sheet of Rashi by us that there's no din to have a kesher samach to the beged. The only kesher he brings, he doesn't bring any time that you kesher samach to the beged. The only kesher he brings is a kesher after the chulya, after the kriches. Just the only difference is the way he brings it is different than Rashi says that you make it at the end of all the kriches. The Rambam only mentions it after the first set of kriches, after the first chulya, and then he continues on and makes other kriches with chulyas, and he doesn't mention being kosher at the end before the anuf. The Beis Yosef is mistopic if the Rama means you only kosher it then after the first set of kriches, after the first chulya, or the Rama's soimich that on what he's mefarish in the beginning, that he means to continue on and making ksharim after every set of chul, after every set of krichas, after every chulya. But b'chol leifens beside the shittas Rashi, that the din kesher is after the krichas. Just Rashi says that derech to make it at the end to hold the whole gedil in place. Rama maybe has it just in the beginning of the gedil, just to be mekayim, to be yotze the din gedil. But it's not mavur in the Rama klar. It's a suffix in b'seisiv. If it has to be at the end of the gedil as well, but kaponim, it's not samach lebeged. That's like the first sheet of Rashi. The raivid there is masig that the kesher elyon is the kesher which is samach lekanof, like the other pshat of Rashi Tais brings by us. He also mentions that your kesher later on after the chulyus would be mashma from the raivid that that's medina. That's not just the derech. It sounds like the keraira that there's a chiv of both keshers. But Al-Kaponim, the Kesher Elyon that Al-Gemar is referring to, the Ravid says, is the Kesher Samach L'Konof, like the second Pshat in Tosfos. Chidush Iran in Sanhedrin, Daf Peches, brings a Fakerta Pshat from Rabbeinu David, that Rabbeinu David says, the Gemara's Safik of Kesher Elyon Deraisa wasn't Benegeya, the Kesher Samach L'Beged. That Kesher is Poshet, you need the Deraisa. He says that you need for the Gedil itself, that the Chelika Gedil is not called Gedil, unless you have that Kesher. The Gemara is being Mistapik. If you have to have another kesher after the gedil, near the anuf, that's the suffix anymore if that kesher is the raisa. The kesher tzobuch lebeged is definitely the raisa. And that's Dr. Beit David, the Gemara is bringing a raya from Klayim, that you need a second kesher at the end of the gedil, because one kesher wouldn't be enough of a chibur for Klayim. The halach is by Klayim, tkifa achas enich chibur, shtei tkifas chibur. if it's attached only with one stitch, if you have a tzemer part of a beg and a pishtim part of the beg and it's attached with just one stitch, that's not called a chibur. It has to be attached with two stitches. There has to be two attachments. Says Dr. Ben and David, if there's only one kesher, that's called tkifa achas. That wouldn't be a chibur for klaim. You have to have two ksharim. So the Gemara's bring a raya that besides for the kesher that's samach lekanof, it must be that there's another kesher at the end in order for it to be a chibur for klaim. The Ran asks two kashas on the Ben and David. First of all, he says, why is it so pashat the Ben and David that you have to have one samach lekanof just for the kiyum of gedil? Why does gedil need a kesher? He says gedil just means it should be twisted and braided. Doesn't have anything to do with a kesher. There's no reason why you should have a kesher. Why the Ben David should say it's pashat that you need a kesher samach lebege just for the kiyum of Shem gedil? And Benigayer Ben David's taina that you need two ksharim and their ice in order for it to be klayim, because otherwise it's daimer to tkifa achas. The Ran is chaylik on that. He says that's not called. He says it's called shtei tkifas. The first tkifa is the fact that the chutim are run through the neck of the beged. That itself is considered like one tkifa. And the second tkifa is the kesher when you tie it. It brings like the Abshem Rashi that the tkifa itself is already one tkifa. And then the kesher is the second tkifa on top of that. So maybe that's enough to have a klayim. The Reis Rambam wouldn't be able to have a raya to be mechayiv a second kesher mitam klayim. More before the end of Lamed Chesma Beis said a member shvami natzarach liksha kachulya v'chulya. From the din of kedei aniva, you see that it's not enough the one kesher at the end of all the kriches near the anav. You have to have a few ksharim between every chulya, between every set of kriches, like we have a few ksharim. The Gemara says you see that from the din of kedei aniva, because otherwise how could you be machshir either with Kedei Aniva, or Rashi learns there, even with less than Kedei Aniva, like one man damar. If there's only one kesher at the end, so if you have so little left of the tzitzis, that kesher is going to come out. Ishtrei lo ishtrei kula, and the whole thing is going to come out. And Mamela, it's going to be bottle the whole tzitzis. What does that mean? It's going to be bottle the whole tzitzis. The Taisa speaks out there. Either means you're going to lose the gedil, and we hold like the man damar that it's ma'akev. To have gedil, you have to have the braided part of the tzitzis. And the Gemara is saying, if you only have one kesher at the end of the whole gedil, then when you have the gadumim so small, that kesher is going to come out, and you're not going to have the kiyum of gedil. What the other tzad taisa says, even if you hold gedil, it's not ma'akev in the tzitzis. The Gemara means to say the entire tzitzis is going to come out. It's not going to hold together. It means there's not going to be any chibur. There's not going to be any chibur to the beged. And the Chayr taisa means to say, and the halacha is that in order to be yaitzit tzitzis, it has to be mechuba with a chibur to the beged, like the Gemara learns out later from klayim, from shatnis, that if it's just hanging on the beged in a way that it's not mechuba, then it's not a kiyum of tzitzis. So mail over here, if there's only one kesher at the end, and that kesher is going to come out, it's just going to be hanging loose on the beged, you're not going to have that chibur to be machshir the tzitzis. In fact, the Taras HaKadosh, the Chayra, Like the second shot of Tais by us, that the Gemara is learning up from Klayim, that there's another din, you have to have a kesher samach to the beged. So it's for the kesher at the end of the gedil, at the end of the kriches. There's a din that you have to have a chibur samach to the beged. That's what we learn from Klayim. So bezoi frektes, what's the Gemara saying? Even if the kesher at the end of the kriches will come out, the chibur to the beged will still be miskayim with the kesher which is samach to the kanav. The only way to learn like the Taras HaKadosh is that Rav is going like the Manda Amar that you need Dafka Gedil Likuva, and the Gemara means to say that the Gedil is going to come out even if the Chutum will still be Mechubar to the Beged with the Kesher at Samach to the Kanof, but the Chelik HaGedil, the braided Chelik will unwind if you only have one Kesher at the end. Kapanim, see, he has Shver on Taisus. The Taisus wants to Shtim that Gemara even with Manda Amar that says Gedil is not Ma'akev. How does that work with the second shot of Taisis by us? That Kesher Elyon Deraisa means that there has to be a Kesher Samach to the Beged. Maisa and Shulchan Aruch, Chaba, we're noyig to make both Ksharim. We make a Kesher Samach to the Beged, and we make a Kesher at the end of the Gedil before the Onof. And the Goin says, the Bi'a Gros says in Shulchan Aruch, that the reason why we make the Kesher Samach to the Beged is to be Choshish for the second shot of Taisis. That maybe the kesher Elyon Deraisa is talking about the kesher, which is samach to the beged. But Ikashita, the Goyin, goes over there And the Taz is that the Rashi learns by us that the Kesher Eli Deraisa means the Kesher at the end of the Gedil. Even though we do both Ksharim, Lamaisa, the Paisim speak through to the big Nafkamina Ladina, how you learn the Gemara. Because we have a loch of Tasav Leiman Osi, that if a person puts, instead of putting four chutim in the beged, which are folded into eight, if he'll go ahead and put one long chut that's attached and go up and down and up and down and then cut the ends, snip the ends and make it into eight chutim after it's already made into tzitzis, after it's already mechuber, the halach is tasav leimen osi. That since b'shas tasiyas habeged, it wasn't four chutim, so he can't make the chutim later, it's pasal tasav leimen osi. There's a shayla in the poiskim, at which point could he cut it that he's still called before the Asiyah. The Lashon of the Mechaber is Shem Korach, Afilu Chul Ye'echad V'Koshar, Kesher Echad, Achach Chot Chon Poslom Shem Tasav Leiman Asi. Mechaber Sifid Gimel says, if he already did even one Chulya, means we make four Ksharim after the four Chulyas, after the four sets of Krichas. Mechaber says, if he did even the first set of Krichas, the first Chulya, and he tied the Kesher after that, then it's already too late to snip the chutim. It's already called osli. The tzitzis is osli. It's mashma from a chaber that if he cuts it before that, if he cuts it before he made the first chulya and the kesher, which is on top of it, then he could still be machshir the tzitzis. It's not called osli yet, even though the mechaber said that you make a kesher also samuch to the beged. So he already made one kesher. He made one kesher samuch to the beged, which we make to be chayshish for all the sheet of tosis of his zokta tazans of cotton yudalid. And the Bi'er Gros says there that that kesher is not the ikka shita. The ikka we go with the shita of Rashi that the heksher tzitzis is with the kesher, which is after the krichas, after at least one set, after at least the chulya. So that's the minimum gedil, at least one chulya. So mameila, it's not called the tzitzis, it's not called osui until you have that kesher, which is after the chulya. So it was mevura chiddushi and the taz and the gra. And Beis Yosef is mashm like that. Machas HaShekel learns up like that here. That even though Lamaisa we make the first kasher, which is samach to the beged, because we're chayish for other shita, but that's not called also yet, because that's not machshir the tzitzis. It means according to the shita that holds, according to Rashi's shita, that the Gemara's kasher early in the Raisa is talking about the kasher, which is at the end of the gedil, it's dafka that kasher. But the kasher, which is in the beginning, samach lekonov, is not enough. Not just that sheet to hold, that you don't need it to be dafka samach terkon, if it could even be at the end of the gedil, the kesher eli in the raisa, means the dafka has to be at the end of the gedil. And you're not yoitza with the kesher, which is samach ter beged. Like we were saying before from the Lashon Tosfos, and the Lashon Muki Yosef by us is like that, that it has to be mekayim, a gedil toiv, so the kesher of the Torah is, in order to make the gedil stark, that kesher is dafka at the end of the gedil. It's not just that they make it there, like it would sound from Rashi. The going in the Taz is naming on that according to that sheet that the kesher, which is in the beginning of the chutim samach l'konov, is nothing like the lashon Taz, that kesher is nothing, and laves loy mikri asiyah klal einim b'cheshbon klal like the Taz loy mikri asiyah klal, and male the tzitzis is not also yet, it's not a kosher tzitzis yet, and you can still be machshir the asiyah of the tzitzis. Bir alocha also in siman yudalef divrei maschal v'notku learns up in the Lavush, that Lavush is Choshish, that maybe there's a problem of Tasav Leiman Osli after the first Kesher, which is Samach Lebeged, that you can't fix it anymore. Not like the Taz, but he says it's only because Lavush is being Choshish for the Shittas, the Taz being Machmer in both Shittas, and according to Taz, that's the Kesher Elyon, that's Medaraisa, so then it's already considered Osli. Mashenke, like the Shittas, that Kesher Elyon Medaraisa is the Kesher at the end of the Gedil, the Kesher Samach Lekonov is not going to be called an Asiyah Sitzis. And it's not going to be called Mina Osi. The Chayetz Yesh Lodon, like the Karen Ayur that we spoke, that says that there's a Shita, that you need both Ksharim, like he goes according to the Shita of Taisis, that you need one Samach Lekanov, you also need one at the end of the Gedil. So the Chayetz Yesh Lodon, when is going to be Chal, the Psul of Tasav Lemina Osi, the Chayetz, it's only Mixas Osi, it's not fully Osi until you have the Kesher at the end of the Gedil. You have to know what he'll hold Menegeya, this Nidin in the Paiskim. Agav, we mentioned earlier, the Mishkan Es Yaakov, that says that the Tchiva itself is already enough, that it should have a din Osui Benigeya Tasav Leiman Asi, because you find that the Tchiva is also something. The Paiskim over here, the Maisa and Nemo, not like that. They learn it's only Magen Avraham, and the Goyim learn it's only L'chatchila, that you have to cut, snip the Chutim before the Tchiva. But Me'ikra Din, you could cut them even after the Tchiva, even if there's a Din L'shma in the Tchiva, like the Bir Alach and Amzon. But that's not enough to be called Asui. There's no Asiyah yet with the Tchiva itself. Yosef brings some Rishayim that are mashma that after the Tchiva is already called Asui, but Yosef is matcha, all those Rishayim, he says it doesn't mean the Tchiva, it's all telling the Kshira and the Kricha. Another big Nafgamina Ladina here is the Halacha in Simon Yud Aleph, a sugya later on, Simon Yud Aleph Sefyud, that the Tzitzis has to be at least a Maloi Kesha Goydel, at least an amount of a Kesha Goydel away from the end of the Beged in order to be kosher. If the tzitzis are too close to the edge of the Beged, the Gemara learns that that's not kosher. Is the Mechaber brings a halacha, it's a Gemara Vaita, that if mitchila, it was the right distance from the end of the Beged, it was Maloi Kesha Goydel, and then the Beged ripped, so now the hole got bigger and the tzitzis are closer to the edge of the beged, it doesn't become possible. As long as b'shas asiyas atzitzis, it had kashir, it doesn't matter if later on it became closer to the edge of the beged. So it's the same question over there. When is called the shas asiyas atzitzis? What happens if this rip, the hachava of the nekev happened after he made the first kasher samach l'konov, before he made any chulya and the next kasher? So the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah over there is also that it has to be ripped after he made the Kesha, which is on top of the first Krichas, on top of the first Chulya. And the Bir Halacha there also is toilet in this Machalikas Rishayinim, what's called Kesha Elyon Deraisa. And according to those that learned the Gemara, Kesha Elyon Deraisa means the Kesha Samach L'Konov. So as soon as he did the Kesha Samach L'Konov, he already has a Tzitzis, which is Kosher B'Shas Tasiya. If it gets closer to the edge later, it doesn't passel anymore. Shenkin like the sheet is that it means the kesher shemsoifak deal. The kesher samach l'konov is nothing. It's not an asiyas tzitzis yet, and it comes out. But shas asiyas tzitzis, the tzitzis were already too close to the edge at the time of asiyah. Tiku gemara, the gemara brought a raya from klayim that you need a kesher to be mechaber to the beged, because mavur that the tzitzis is in a oifen that would be shatnas, that would be klayim. It's an interesting tshuva from Menachar Zerua, Simon and Dalit. There's a question there. If you have a baggage or pishton, you have a baggage or pishton kofel. It means you folded a piece of pishton, you folded it in half, and you sewed the stitches around it. And inside, it's stuffed with stuffings of pieces of tzemer. Pieces of tzemer, which are not attached in any way. It's like a stuffing. And if you open it up, they'll all fall out. Is a question of Barach Zerua, if that's called a chibur b'degei shatnas. So it brings from the ri, if the ri is mati, that's not a chibur, because it's just sitting inside there. If you open up the pishton, the tzemer falls out, the tzemer is not really attached to the pishton. Barach Zerua asks on from our sugya, the Gemara says that the kesher makes it a chibur for klayim. The Gemara is considering it a chibur for klayim, ayde the kesher that you have, according to Rashi, the kesher which is all the way at the end of the gedil, zakter l'chayir. There's no chibur here between the chutim and the beged. It's just that it's stuck in there because it can't get out because the chutim are surrounding it and the chutim have a kesher much further down. So chayir zakter actually doyma to this case that it's just stuck inside of it, but it's not really mechubetid in any way. Yesh l'adam was that. That's his kashi asks from our Gemara on the Psak of the Ri. Primogodim is bestapik a chiddush here in the sugya. He wants to say that even like Chitas Rashi, like these Chitas, that the kesher which is samach l'konov is not good enough. You have to have a kesher after the gedil. That's because they hold you have to be mechazik the gedil. You have to have the kesher has to be mechazik the gedil. It's okay, but maybe if let's say you mechazik the gedil in a different oifen, not aydei kesher, you'll make an aniva at the end. If the aniva will hold the gedil together, so it comes out you have that maila, so they didn't kesher for that you need for chibur that we learn from klayim, that you could be yoitza even like these shitas, which the kesher with the kesher sabach l'konov. So b'chei gavna, all the dinim will be the same, like in the second sheet of Tosfos, because you have a different oifen of being mekayim the gedil. That's a chiddush, a safik from Prima Gadim. Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Yosef Rabba v'kabim shvei de Rav, chutz o krach oilem and aminyan. The chut that you go around with, that you go around do the chul you wrap around the braids with, is min aminyan, is a chelik and a cheshbin of the minyan at tzitzis. It can be counted as one of the eight chutim. You don't need a separate chut for going around. That's a chelik and a minyan of the eight chutim. Mishkan Seikiv and Simon Yud Gimel asks that the chayra, what's the chiddush of this gemara? Why shouldn't that be counted as one of the chutim? You have eight chutim and one of the chutim. You go around the others. Why shouldn't that be counted as one of the chutim? He says the chayra from this gemara should be a makar to the Rambam. We mentioned earlier as machlokes the Rambam and the other Rishonim. What the Tchelis is, Rashi and Tosfos learn that there was four, in other words, two chutim of Lavan and two chutim of Tchelis, each one is folded over, so it comes out you have four chutim of Lavan and four chutim of Tchelis, equal Lavan and Tchelis. Ravid learns the seven chutim of Lavan, there's six chutim of Lavan and two chutim of Tchelis, in other words, it's three and one, three chutim of Lavan folded over and one chut of Tchelis. And Shitzer Rambam is that there's only a half a chut of tchelis. It comes out the seven strings of lavan and one of tchelis. One of the original chutim, you make half tchelis and half lavan and fold it over. The rivers miskasha on the Rambam. They bring the tshuva from the Yisakelim, bring the tshuva from Chachmin Lanel, that the Rambam is masbir, that the din tchelis is psil tchelis. The ikid din tchelis is for the psil, to go around to the twisting. The psil, that's the din of tchelis. If you just make a half a chut of tchelis for the psil, Memeil the Rambam says it's minaroi that the krichos should be mainly from tchelis. We'll see the Shitza Rambam holds that the krichos are basically all from the tchelis, except for the first time you go around and the last one you go around with lavan. But all the ones in between are from tchelis. The Rambam's mazbi because it says psil tchelis. So Zakti Mishkan Asiyankev, according to the Rambam, do be a habamin that the tchelis is a separate thing in Gansen. Tchelis is not really a chelik in a chute yetzitzis. It's just the psil. Kamashbul on the Gemara, that's also a chelik in a minyan. Tchelis is a chelik in a minyan. It's not totally a separate thing. The Gemara continues, Amr Abyemiya, Amr Avunam Avshesh, Amr Abyem Be'arabah, Amr Av, tchelis a korach ruba ksheira, and feel a korach belachul yachas ksheira. That, v'noi tchelis shlish gedil shnei shlish anaf. Chatchila, the noy tchelis, the noy of tzitzis, is to have one shlish gedil. One shlish is the first third, the braided part, and shlish yonav, the two thirds of the tzitzis should hang loose. That's lo chatchila. But lemaisa, if you don't do it that way, if you did, let's say roivavit gedil, braided, or the opposite, or you did roivavit onav, and all you did is at least one chulya, which is three krichos of gedil. The mice that it sits is kosher. But the noy is it's supposed to be two thirds and one third. Ramon Shulchan Aruch in Simeon Yud Aleph, Sifri Dalet speaks out that it doesn't just mean in the shear. It means we have the shear of tzitzis is Yud Beis Goydlam, has to be 12 Goydlam. So you would make one third, 4 Goydlam of Gedil and 8 Goydlam of Onof. But the question is, what if somebody made a tzitzis longer than 12 Goydlam? Made a tzitzis longer than the shear. Let's say you made a tzitzis 18 goydlam. Dr. Amal, you still have to do it proportionally. It has to be, it's not just a third of the shear. It has to be that two thirds of his tzitzis is anaf and one third of the tzitzis is gedil, even if his tzitzis are longer than that. Biarlocha earlier in the very maschel yachel, earlier in the simon, speaks out that let's say the anaf, in the Ramal's case, when you made it longer than the shear, then the anaf, the loose part, ended up being more than two thirds. It's more than two thirds of the total length. Then you should cut it down. And he speaks out there. There's no problem with tasav leiman osay b'shem da'atz sachayim because it's not likuva. So there's no problem with tasav leiman osay. There's mavur that he held that to have this lechatchila, you have to cut it down if the part that's hanging is more than double than the gedil because it has to be two thirds and a third. Chazanish is chaylik. Chazanish says that's not what Ramah means. Ramah just means that it has to be at least two-thirds. If it's more than two-thirds, it's also not a problem. There's no reason to cut it down. It just means to have the noy tzitzis, it has to be at least two thirds onof, klape 1/3 of gedil. But it doesn't mean lafuke if it's longer than that. Gemara continues, Tanek shumaschel maschel belovon, hakonof min konof, kshum sayim, mesayim belovon, mailam kodesh lemiridin. Gemara talks about when you wind around the kriches, and you're winding around the chelik hagedil, so you start off with lovon, because hakonof min konof, it's mashma that the min and the beged you should be maschel with, and then you do tcheles, and then at the end you go back to lovon, because of mailam kodesh lemiridin. If you're going to start with lovon and go down to Tcheles, you're going down in the Kedusha. So we want to end off again with Lavan. You have to start with, you can't start with Tcheles because you need Min Konof in the beginning. You have to Maschel Min Konof. But to end with Tcheles would be a Yerida in the Kedusha because the Lavan is more Choshev. Rashi says from the fact that the Torah is marked in the Min Konof, Shema Mino Choshevu, the Lashon Tosfos on the Flam Tches towards the end is Kodesh Tvei. The Lavan is Kodesh Tvei from the Tcheles. So we have to end dafk with the lovon, and we have to start with the lovon because of min konof. The kama shitas and rishonim here exactly what this means. The lashon Rashi be'as is mashma that the first chulya you do lovon means the first set. The first chulya, as the Gemara says before, the set of kriches. Every three kriches called a chulya. The first chulya you do lovon, then the middle chulyas are tcheles, and the last chulya is lovon again. The last set is Lavan. Taisvis over here at the end, and the Rosh says that you go every other one. You do start off the first Chulya is Lavan, the first set is Lavan, then the next set is Tcheles, then the next set is Lavan, the next set is Tcheles, and the last one has to be Lavan again. The Rambam's Shita here is that the Gemara means Maschab Lavan only the first Kricha. The first time you go around with the Chut is with Lavan. And then after that, that same chulya, that same set, you continue with tcheles. And the next set, the next chulya is only tcheles, kule tcheles. And again, the next set and the next set, they're all only tcheles. Until the last kricha of the last set, the last round of the last set is lovin again. So basically all the krichas are tcheles, except for the first time around and the last time around is lovin. But everything else is tcheles. The Ravid asks on the Rambam, why should he do? There's a whole chashivas here in the kriches to the lovan to be maschur it and to be messiah with it because of ma'ilam b'kodesh. And according to the Rambam, basically, kemat the whole kriches is all with tcheles except for the first time around and the last time around. The Ravid shita is a fourth shita. The Ravid says that it doesn't go by the sets, it doesn't go by the chulyas. He says, in each chulya, you keep on going back and forth. One round lovon, one round chelis, one round lovon, one round chelis. Just in each set, the first one and the last one has to be lovon. I mentioned the Kesef Mishnah brings the Rambam's tshuva to Chachil Anel, that he explained this shita to answer the Ravid's kasha, why are you doing much more chelis than lovon? He says, because it says, psil to chelis. The ikir psil, the ikir twisting, is with the tcheles. That's the ikir makom of the tcheles and the tzitzis, that you kairich the lovon with the chutzal tcheles. That's shit serambam. And that the main tzitzis is not made out of tcheles. There's just one half a chut of tcheles, which is there to be kairich the chutei alovon with tcheles. Skirov has a diik, like shit serambam, the more earlier, on lamet chesem and beis. The Gemara says, "Man tana de polagalei de Rebbe." We have a machlokes. Rebbe says, "Tcheles ma'akev es alovon," and we all tcheles is not ma'akev es alovon. The Gemara says, "Who's the tana that tchele can Rebbe?" Gemara says, "Hi tana, the tana Reb Yitzchak Oy Meshum Reb Nosson Shom Meshum Reb Yisrael Glili Shom Meshum Reb Yechon and Manuri Ein Le Tcheles Mati Lovon." The Gemara brings a brayse that says that if one doesn't have tcheles, he puts lovon. Dr. Biskrov, why doesn't the brayse say it the other way around also? If Ein Le Lovon Mati Tcheles. Dr. Biskrov is much like the Shita Rambam, that there's no such thing. There was never a Shita that held that if a person doesn't have Lavan, he does just Tcheles. Because the whole mitzvah of Tcheles, the Torah said, is Psil Tcheles, that you should be Kairich, the Chutei Lavan, with a Psil of Tcheles. You should go around the Lavan with Tcheles. There's no makom to do Tcheles without Lavan. And when the Mishnah says, a Lavan ain't a makvas of Tcheles, it has to mean like the other dinim, the Gemara said, for the Seder, for Gadumim. But it was never a tzad. This whole b'rais is only ain't tcheles mat lovan. There's never a tzad that a person that doesn't have lovan So we're just the half a chut of tcheles, or eight chutim of tcheles, because the whole din tcheles is just the din of psil tcheles to be kairach the chut elav mo tcheles. Balaiter speaks out that if we're saying here in the Gemara Ma'ilam Makoidesh that the ikir chashivas of the tzitzis is the lovon, so why is it that in Shas and Kam Makoimis Rashi says the Gemara calls tzitzis tcheles tchelta, we call the whole tzitzis Hashem the tcheles, the ikir is the lovon. He says because it's dam of yikarim, afisha tcheles dam of yikarim, karu the tzitzis bekam makoimis tcheles. That's why Chazal called it Hashem the tcheles. It was known Hashem the tcheles. Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says we know that tzemer kapater shal pishtim. If you have a beggar of pishtim, you kapater it with the tchelis, which is made out of tzemer, teres matir, klayim, and tzitzis. The question is, if you want to put tzitzis of pishton on a beggar of tzemer, do you say kivin the tchelis potter love an ami potter or pishtim tzemer loy? Rashi learns the shaila is that we have a dinner where the chutei lovan have to be min konof, they have to be the same min as the beget. The question is, there's an exception for tcheles. If you'll use tcheles, if you'll use wool for the chutei lovan, you'd say that just like the chelek at tcheles is not the min of the beget, so you use tzemer, which is not the min of the beget. So we're doing, you use tzemer for the love one, you don't need the min of the beget. The only time you need the min of the beget is when you use other minim, but not when you use tzemer. It's very schwer to understand the Rashi. The Taras HaKadosh talks here. Why would there be such a havamin? What do we see from the fact that you can use tcheles? The whole din of min konov was only nemer, and the chutei lovan was never nemer, and the chutei tcheles. Why should you say that just like he's doing the tcheles from tzemer, he should be able to do the loving of tzemer, not be mekayim the din of min konof? Tosis learns the Gemara's shaila is because there's isra of shatnes, and we find there's a heter on the isra of shatnes for the tcheles. The Torah is mati tcheles and a beged pishtim. The question is if it could be mati the shatnes also to use the tzemer for the chutim of lovin, which that we don't find the Torah was mati. Tosis later on the Fmema Miralef, the Vimaschal Kevon, is mazbir that the heter to use tzemer for a chutei lovon, even though there's no tchiyah on that, there's no tzerich to make the chutei lovon out of tzemer, you can make them out of pishton, is because we have a migui. Migui that the tcheles is being poiter with, it has a heter of klayim, so we have a heter of klayim in a gay of the lovon also. And then the Gemara is clearing a second step, then once we say that migui, then maybe you could say another migui that you could do it the other way around. Migui that tcheles kapater in a beged shal pishton, then pishton could pater the chutei lovan and a beged shal tcheles. That's the second migui. And even that, Taisa says in Yevamos, Daf Dalad and Beis, that's only bisman that there's tcheles. Bisman is that there's no tcheles, so you don't have the first migui, you don't have the second migui. Bisman where there is tcheles, so then there's a migui that the tcheles could pater the beged shal pishton, so then tzemer could pater the beged shal pishton and the chutei lovan. And once the tzemer paters the chutei lovan and pishton, the chutei pishton should could pater the chutei lovan of the tzemer. Tais over there discusses what happened to Rish Lakish's din. We have a klal from Rish Lakish to be efshel kaim shneim. You don't say the chalisa say chayr over here should be efshel kaim shneim. Tais says two terutzim over there. Either a migui answers that also, or maybe that's midrabbanan Rish Lakish. Then over here Gemara is talking with their aisa. I call upon him. Our Gemara is because of a migui that there's a heter of klayim. That heter of klayim carries over to the chutei lovin also, and to the chutei pishton also. And B'chonon and Kovitz Aris and Simon Zayin asks the Kashiya, to the Chayra, once you're putting the two chutim of tcheles, so the beggar is already shatnes. It has, once the beggar hasn't it even one chut of the taruvus, it's shatnes. So once the beggar has the chutim of tcheles, it's shatnes anyways. B'ezit taisis isa yeshbeze and moisif oichne chutim. He says, what's it going to make a difference if you're going to moisif another two chutim of tzemer? If you have already two chutim of tzemer and a beggar of pishtim, what's the difference if you're going to have four chutim of tzemer and a beggar of pishtim? How are you doing more of an issa klayim? What's the Gemara's shayla here b'chal? The Tosis that it's a shayla mitzad, the issa klayim. V'oidi asks, at most it should be a question of ribi b'shiurim, the machlekes rishayinim, that's the raisa. When someone's doing an issa, it's just a question of doing the issa in a bigger shir or a smaller shir. But kapanim, there's already shatness going on in the beggar. What's the problem with being meisif the extra two chutim of tamer. Chanan says the Yisai gives a marshal. We have it by Isir Oisiv as Benoy, in Allah the Shechta, an animal and a child on the same day. So if you have a mother, a para, that you shechted two of its children that day, so now it comes out the para is also because of two taimim. It's also has an Isra Oisiv as Benoy mitzad the first child, in Allah the Shechta. And then there's again an Isra Oisiv as Benoy mitzad the second child, in Allah the Shechta. Each one is its own Oisir. Zerub Chanan says, even if you're not Nenesh twice, but in Dina Shemayim, he did two Averis, he's Chayav HaKalachas V'Achas. Even though he only did one time a Shechita V'Oisir V'Esbenoi, he did one Maisa Shechita. But there's two Sibas here, why it's Oisir V'Esbenoi. Each one is by itself a Siba, which asks the Shechita. Each one is its own Avera. So it comes out, he's being over both of them Basachas. So Dr. Bachonan, in Klayim and Shadness, we can understand it the same way. It doesn't mean we don't just look at it once the beged gets a shem that it's shatnis, that it's a teruvus. Each chut of temer that you added is another oiser, another siba to ask of the beged. And it comes out, you have your another oiser which doesn't have the mitzvah on it. It's had the first oiser you had a mitzvah. And now you have another reason. The beged is klayim mishnei taimim. It's had the first time there's a heter of the mitzvah. But now it's klayim for another reason. For that reason, there's no heter to the mitzvah. That's another iser klayim going on here in the same beged. And so B'chanan wants to be miyaset here in the iser shatnas here. And B'chanan asks on that, if it's a dimyan to iser v'sbenoi, over there we have a tana sumchis that holds the itaka loike shmoinim, get twice malchus because he did two averis v'asachas. So he asks it should come out if a person's wearing a beged that's full of shatnas, that has a lot of chutm of shatnas in it. Are you going to tell me that he's like it for every chut of tchelis that's mixed into the beged of pishton? Each chut from the atzmai asked the beged and made it a beged shall climb according to what Rebbe Chanan is saying. So, in fact, the person should get even from one levisha according to sumchis, he should get malchus harbe kaminyan achutim. He should have a lot of malchus for every chut that asked the mishum climb. And we never it doesn't say shalach anyway. A beged shall shatnis which is mixed full of taruvus of tzemer. There's only one Malkus for the Levisha. Another kasha, B'chanan asks there on the sugya by us. He says, Mashma, that the other Mashma from Taisis, the other tzad was, if you wouldn't say the Migui, and be matrim to use the Chutei Tzemer for Lavan, then he would use the Minkanov, he would use the Chutei Pishtun for Lavan. That's good for Klayim. He has two Chutim of Tcheles and two Chutim of Pishtun. The Chutim in each other, which are tied together in the Tzitzis, is itself Klayim. So Mali, Dr. Bachonon, what's the difference if you matir the klayim with the chutim of pishton, or if you instead put all four chutim of tzemer? What's the difference if he's adding the klayim mitzad the chutim to the beggar or the chutim to the chutim? It's the same much klayim. So why do you need an extra migui to be matir this klayim over that klayim? The effect of Bachonon. Chidush Reb Shmuel Zovsky wants to answer these kashas based on Reb Kivega. Rebbe Kivega in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Aleph. He brings a kasha hikshel lichacham echad. The Bar brings a raya kasha elyon deraisa, because otherwise, why did the Torah have to mate klayim and tzitzis? You see that it must be that tzitzis is in an oifen of a chibur. In fact, the chacham echad maybe it's talking about it's on Shabbos, and his tzitzis got tied to the beged, so he's not allowed to be mate the kasha on Shabbos. The only way he'll be able to wear this beged is if he puts it on as is without taking the kesher out, and it happens to be tied with the kesher shel kayama. So in such a case, the Torah is saying that the mitzvah tzitzis is matirim to wear the beged to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, because he can't take the kesher out. And if he's not going to be able to take the kesher out, he's not going to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So the mitzvah tzitzis is doiche, is matir the klayim, but it doesn't mean that you have to have klayim. Maybe La'ilam, usually you could take the chutei tcheles and just be teichiv them through the nekev without the kesher, a mimkai mitzvah tzitzis. But in a case where it happened to have gotten tied there with the kesher, and now it is klayim, and the only way he's going to be able to mimkai mitzvah tzitzis is by wearing it as klayim, because he can't be mati the kesher on Shabbos. Chai gav, and the Torah is being mati, also I say, dechalei sasei. Hazei frekter. Zoktub kivege, let's say a person has, he answers the tshuva to the shayla. Let's say a person has a beged of shatnas, a beged which is shatnas without the tzitzis, and he wants to go put on it even nowadays that we don't have tchelis. He wants to go put tzitzis on this beged, is the only beggar he has to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis with. He wants to say that the mitzvah tzitzis should be matir the shatness to put on this beggar and put tzitzis on it to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Talk to him, kiveger. Shatness is not going to become huta. It's not going to be nidche for mitzvah tzitzis b'chihai gavna, because there's no chiyav akakafta the gavra. There's no chayvus gavra to wear tzitzis. It's only if someone's wearing the beggar, he has to put on tzitzis. So don't wear the beggar. Don't wear the beggar of shatness. Dr. Kvega, you tell me every time, same thing. So why is shatness ever huta for mitzvah tzitzis? Just don't wear the beggar of pishtan. If it's shatness to put on tchelis, so don't wear the beggar of pishtan. Dr. Kvega, is muchach like the Mordechai? And the Mordechai says, there's never an issur to wear a beggar without tzitzis. If a person doesn't have, is not capable of getting tzitzis, is not shy to get tzitzis, is oinus for whatever reason, we don't stop him from wearing the beggar. He can wear the beggar, and he's oinus on the mitzvah. It's chalan him a mitzvah to put tzitzis on the beggar. It's not an issur to wear a beggar without tzitzis. It's chalan him a mitzvah to put tzitzis on the beggar. And if he can't do the mitzvah, so then he could wear the beggar without tzitzis. Zaktim kvega, sakumtai, so what's going to happen if tzitzis would not be doiche, if the tchelis would not be doiche, the issur shatness, the person would wear the beggar pishtan without tzitzis. That's what would happen. We wouldn't tell him he can't wear the beged pishtan. That's what Mordechai says. When a person is not able to put tzitzis, he doesn't have to stop wearing the beged. He doesn't have to be nimna from wearing the beged. The halacha would be that he would wear the beged pishtan without the tzitzis. So kumtois, he would be mevatel mitzvah tzitzis. So on that, you have a tchi of mitzvah tzitzis, that the mitzvah tzitzis is mechayiv, they should wear the beged with tzitzis, rather than he would be wearing the beged without tzitzis and be mevatel mitzvah tzitzis. When a person has a beged of shatness, the mitzvah, if he's not going to have the tchiyah, if he's not going to have tzitzis being doich in the mitzvah shat, the issa shatness, what's going to happen is he's not going to be allowed to wear that beged. We're not going to say he could go wear that beged without tzitzis. He's not going to be able to wear that beged, period, because the beged is shatness mitzvah atzmai. When the beged is shatness mitzvah atzmai, it doesn't pass the chal to say that the mitzvah tzitzis should mati the issa klein, because don't wear the beged. Over there, you don't have the Mordechai. Over there, there's an issur mitzad atzmai to wear the beged because it's a beged shal shatness. Don't wear the beged. So it comes out, if not for the mitzvah tzitzis, you wouldn't be wearing the beged b'chlal. So mitzvah tzitzis is not doicha b'chei gavna. The mitzvah tzitzis is only doicha when if not for the tchi, you'd be wearing the beged lacking tzitzis. But if you wouldn't wear the beged b'chlal, there's no tchi of mitzvah tzitzis that we should enable you to put on the beged to be able to get a key of mitzvah of tzitzis. Dr. Kivega, who had the minigay the Shoyal's case, with if there would not be a din that tzitzis needs a kesher, means regular tzitzis would be without a kesher, wouldn't be klayim, you just have the chute tchelis tochov in the beged. And this guy got his tzitzis kosher, his tzitzis got knotted up into his beged, and Shabbos he can't take out the knot. So if we wouldn't have a tchiyah, we wouldn't say like in the Mordechai's case, he should wear the beged without tzitzis. This is a beged of klayim. It's a beged here that has tzemer knotted on to the beged, and tzitzis is not mechayiv to have that knot. If you hold kesher elyon l'avdei d'oraisa, mitzvah tzitzis is not mechayiv to have that knot. So we wouldn't say that we can't stop this person from wearing the beged because of the Mordechai svara. Mordechai svara is you can't stop him from wearing the beged because of the mini of tzitzis. But over here, we're stopping him from wearing the beged because the beged has shatness. It has tzitzis that he can't cut off of it and he can't untie from the beged. To be able to disconnect the tzitzis from the beggar and wear just the beggar without the tzitzis, that he would be able to do according to the Mordechai. Since the beggar has tzitzis tied on it and he can't be matir the kesher on Shabbos, so don't wear the beggar. He's not allowed to wear this beggar because this is a beggar of shatness. So the mitzvah tzitzis is not mechayiv to be doich in such a case, but it's only doich in a case when he would be wearing the beggar without tzitzis. That's Dr. Kivega. Dr. Shmuel, according to this, Dr. Kivega, you can answer the Bechonin's kashas. The Bechonin's asking, what is the worst klayim, one chut or two chutim? The Teretz says that there's taka not any more aveir of klayim. That's like Rabbi Chanan says, you only get one malchus for the levisha. It's not any more shatness, one chut and two chutim. The difference just is that these extra shatness that you're doing, that the mitzvah is not mechayiv you to do, the chut yitzemeh that you're using for lavon, is doimit to Rabbi Kivega's case, that you have a beggar of shatness. It means the beggar is shatness, not mitzad the tzitzis. The beggar is just shatness mitzad atzmai. That's how we look at it. Because these chutim don't have to be shatness mitzad the tzitzis, the chutei lovan. You have a beggar here that happens to be shatness. Such a beggar, you can't be matir because of the tchiyya of tzitzis being matir is a shatness. That's only when without the tchiyya, you would wear the beggar
without the tzitzis. Over here, you wouldn't wear the beged b'chal. We look at it that the beged before the mitzvah tzitzis, minus the tzitzis, even though it's part of the tzitzis, but the tzitzis is not mechayiv, that part of the shatness. So it comes out that tzitzis has, the beged has shatness, lulei the tzitzis. A beged that has shatness, lulei the tzitzis is not doicha b'chei gavna. And with that, he wants to fan for the second kasha also. That b'negeya, the Mechonin says, what's the difference if you're making the chutim shatness with the beggar, you're making the chutim shatness with each other? The difference is that when the chutei lavon are made out of pishton, of the min of the beged, so there's no shatness here in the beged prior to the tzitzis. There's nothing here before you matel the tchel, there's no shatness at all. The beggar is pishton and the chutei lavon are pishton. Now you're going to have a shatness, the chutim with the chutim. That's a shatness that comes because of the mitzvah tzitzis. The tchelis is coming and being doicha. There is a shatness because the menias ha-tchelis is the shatness doesn't allow for the tchelis. So the tchelis is doicha. The tchelis was being goyim, the shatness of the chutim and the chutim. Now, she'enkein, if you're going to go put chutei tzemer for the chutei lavan, that shatness is a shatness that's before the mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis is not mechayiv that. It's just a stama shatness in the beged. Such a shatness, the mitzvah tzitzis is not doich, like Yikvega says, in the beged shal shatness.
Gemara continues. The Gemara brings a machlekes, Reb Nachman and Rava. Reb Nachman holds that the only beged that's chayiv and tzitzis with the rice is a beged of tzemer and pishtim and bavad. Any other minim are only mechuyiv and rabbonim. Rava darshan is a pasuk, Rava Rami ksiv hakonav mekonav ksiv tzemer and pishtim, that there's two psukim, one pasuk says tzemer pishtim, the other one's marba. Other minim, that the difference is tzemer pishtim, if the chutim are made out of tzemer pishtim, it could be poiter any beged, every type of beged, you can make the tzitzis out of tzemer pishtim. And she'enkin, other minim, the tzitzis can only be made out of other minim if the beged is that same min. In other words, all minim, all begadim achayiv mederaisa, there's a maila when the chutim are tzemer pishtim, it could poiter even when the beged is not its min. Shaykin other minim, when the chutim are made out of other minim, the only part of the beggar is that min. Trumas Hadeshen and Simon Memdalid brings a chiddush from Maram, the Gois Maimon, he brings it also, that the din, the tzemer, pishtim, kepater, beim b'minim, beim shaloi b'minim, is only when you do tzemer and pishtim yachad. When you do both together, then tzemer, pishtim, kepater, even if the beggar is not that min. The hainu, when you have tcheles, and you have a heter to do klayim, tzemer, pishtim, because the kiyum of tchelis is doicha, then it can be paid to be b'minim and shalei b'minim. But mana zeh, that we don't have tchelis, then you have to put tchutim dafka from the min of the beged, you don't have this din, the tzemer pishtim can be paid to in every min. Tzemer Sedeshin says, it's not the pashtus of the poiskim, the Lashon Rambam is mefurish, not like that. He says, the minig oilim is not like that. That we hold that chutei tzemer kapater, any beged, no matter what min the beged is made out of. Trum Sedeshin goes on in that tshuva and he declares a shayla. If somebody puts one kanaf, he has a beged of shar minim, and he puts one kanaf, he'll put tzemer or pishtim, and the other kanaf will put the min of the beged. The question, if you could pater, or if let's say in the same kanaf, we'll see in a minute, maybe if he does the same kanaf, some of the chutim like this and like that. The question is, Rav has two psukim here. There's one pasuk that is a oifin to do min kanaf, to do the min of the beged. There's another puzzle even to do tzemer pishtim. The question is, could you mix both types of kiyum together? You have to have either a kiyum of tzemer pishtim or a kiyum of min kanaf, or they're both leifanim that are kosher, and you can mix it together. You can do a little bit of min kanaf and a little bit of tzemer pishtim. The Shemesh Deshem bribes by a suffix, he's mitzorchi, and if it's kosher such as tzitzis, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down also as a suffix, that a person should go either with fully with minchanov, or fully with the din of tzemer pishtim. The Artzachayim, the Malbim, Tzivkot and Lamed, says a chiddush here. If this whole din that tzemer is that there's a chiddush by tzemer or pishtim that it can be used on every min beggar, even a beggar with shloibi minoy, that's only a chiddush b'negeya the two chutim that are babakim lavan. As we spoke before, b'shem Taisvis and other rishayim. Bezman Zed, we have four chutim, two of Babakim the Lover, two of Babakim the Tchelis. Zokta Atzachayim, that the two of Babakim the Tchelis could be Tzemer because the Tchelis itself was Tzemer.
when they had tchelis, the tchelis was tam, it wasn't either mimin the beged, it wasn't mimin kanav. So since these two are to be b'mal makim for the tchelis, so there's no din min kanav on those two. At least if they're tamer, they can't be another min. But tamer, tamer could definitely part of the beged on those two chutim. Ve'ilas akter, the whole chiddush that tamer could part of b'shar minim is only on the other two, on the two chutim of lavan, that those bisman that there was tchelis had to be min kanav. On that there's a chiddush that tamer is pointed at every beged. Ve'ilas akter, the suffix of trubus adeshen, if you could go half and half, is only when you did one kanaf, one corner of the beged fully from tamer, and the other corner of the beged fully from min kanaf. But if you go in the same corner, in the same kanaf, and do two chutim of tamer and two chutim of the midr beged of min kanaf, that's not a safik b'chal, doctor, because that's not called. You're going with the din of that tamer is poiter beibah mina ben shalay b'mina. That tamer could work on the two chutim midin that just like meikar adin, the ikar mitzvah. The ikar kiyum is that two of the chutim should be from tamer, so that doesn't have to come under the din of tamer beibah mina ben shalay b'mina. The trumas adeshen safik is only when you could either go with the din of tamer beibah mina ben shalay b'mina or go with the din of min kanav. That's only when you did one kanav fully tamer and other kanav kulay min kanav. Halacha to machleikus mechaber and Rama, chaber paskins. Like of Nachman, that the only beggar that's chayv in a Torah is beggar pishta in a tzemer, and shar begadim are only chayv in a rabbonon, and not mekayim in mitzvah sitzes deraisa. Ramah paskins, yeshayim in the kulu chayov me deraisa, Ramah paskins like the Rosh, that we paskin like Rava, that they're all mechayv me deraisa. Shabru says at the end, yeshayim, yachver al atzvi lochash al dey rishoyna, v'yaseh talis shal tzemer, kadesh yishchayv mitzitzes min a Torah l'kuli alma. It's an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Erechaim Chelik Beis, Siman Aleph. He had the question if the godim that are made out of synthetic materials, rayon and nylon, what type of chiv they have. It means even if we go to Ramaz Psak, that all godim are mechuyiv mederaisa, it's nisrabe shar minim, not only temer pishton. Abzokta Moshe, you find the Gemara earlier, that a beggar shall always potel amaisa. Even Beged Shalor is still potter even after the Rebbe of Sharminim. Zokter Moshe, the Pshat is, because it's not Daimu, only Marba Begodim that are Nerag, they get woven with Chutim. Beged Shalor is one big piece of leather. It's not woven with Chutim, not woven with threads, woven together with threads. It's not Daimu to the Minim that the Torah is being Marba. Zokter Moshe, what if somebody will take a piece of leather and cut it up into thin strands, thin threads, and sew a beged out of thread strands? He says that's also not Nisrabe. He brings a raya from a Rash in Masech the Kalim, that Benegeya Tumah V'Taira, a beged shel or, it's still considered a beged shel or, it's not considered a min orig, even though you cut it up into strands, because it doesn't have to be done that way. It can be used as one piece. It's only a beged of orig is a beged that has to be woven together out of different chutim. Dr. Moshe, these synthetic materials are the same thing. The etzim, you could just take one big sheet of it. There's no reason why it has to be broken down into strands, into strings. So even if someone did that, he says it's David to beged shalor. It's not nisrava b'chlal. And Dr. even like the Bandama and the Gemara, that the shar minim adrabanon, that the sheet is a mechabe, shar minim adrabanon. So you'd say maybe in Drabbanon it's not telling that. He says no. He says Drabbanon also were only Misakin, Dumya to that, only Dumya to the Godin that are Orig. Mela is like such a beged, is Potter Lagamri from Tzitzis, Potter even Drabbanon, and there's no mark to put Tzitzis on a synthetic beged. You have to use a beged of a min of Chutim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.